I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. We're coming to you live on this Thursday evening from Lee Leonard Stadium on the campus of Oak Ridge High School in South Orlando, where our Blue Darters are just moments away from taking on the Oak Ridge Pioneers. Should be an excellent game. Apopka's coming in 7-1. Oak Ridge is 6-1. Two outstanding Central Florida high school football teams. Here with Joe Ferraro. And Joe, when we went to break, we were talking about big event coming up this Saturday. We're going to be on the road with Blue Darter Sports Central, a special edition of Blue Darter Sports Central. In fact, a special two-hour edition of Blue Darter Sports Central, where we come in to you from the First Methodist Church in Apopka, right there on Park Avenue. And it'll be our event will be more activities for the Debbie Turner Cancer Care Center.
So you're definitely invited to come out. You know, all day long, I've been thinking today was Friday, because normally that's what we're doing on a Friday night, a football game. So I was in Friday mode, almost went out to the high school for Blue Darter Sports Central. I'm glad I didn't. It would have been embarrassing.
But we will be on Blue Darter Sports Central tomorrow. In fact, we'll be over at Jet's Pizza, broadcasting from Jet's Pizza.
Come on out. Have some chow.
Over in Hunt Club Plaza, just four doors down from Publix, and they're at the corner of Highway 436 and Hunt Club Boulevard. And this is a great time for me to remind you about the Blue Darter special at Jet's Pizza, and that's Jet's famous large one-topping deep-dish pizza for just $8.99. Give them a call. And that's Friday and Saturday night, 321-203-2675, 321-203-2675. Call Jet's Pizza and ask about the Blue Darter special. Tell them you heard it on Blue Darter Football.
Captains are coming out.
Yeah, we're just now getting moments away from kickoff of this game.
David Douglas is the captain. Dimitri Birch. Looks like Dimitri King, number 10.
Dimitri King, yes.
And I'm going to guess that's number 19, Jordan Underwood.
No,
you know how these numbers are.
I think it's 99, Gavin Johnson.
You know what? You're right. It was the way the uniform was crunched.
Yeah, they certainly didn't make the numbers easy to read, that's for sure. And tonight, the home Oak Ridge Pioneers are, and their colors are green and gold. They're actually wearing gray jerseys tonight with green pants and green helmets, green numbers. And our Blue Darters are actually wearing white tonight. We've got our white jerseys and royal blue pants, royal blue numbers, and our royal blue helmets.
And they're tossing coins as we speak.
Some of the captains for the Pioneers are number 6, senior Cycobi Birch, an outstanding defensive back. Number 45 is a captain, and that's Jonathan Jones, a senior linebacker. Also number 71, Fabrice Hamidas, who is an offensive lineman. And number 28 for the Pioneers is also a captain, and that's Wilson Dalty, who's a senior wide receiver.
To start off the game,
where we have the flip, and Oak Ridge will take the opening kickoff. And we'll be underway in just moments. I do want to let you know that Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station is presented by CPS Sportsplex, Florida's brand new state-of-the-art indoor sports facility, which is located right here in Apopka. CPS Sportsplex is located at 110 Athletes Row, Apopka, and that's on Bradshaw Road, just one block south of Highway 441 Wawa. For more information about the opening of the CPS Sportsplex, stay tuned to Apopka Blue Darter Football, to 1520 WBZW, and visit cpssportsplex.com.
Do it today. I think it was Dimitri Birch carrying the American flag. Couldn't quite make out who had the Blue Darter flag, but they were definitely excited.
Oftentimes it's Laquan Hicks, and Laquan Hicks had an outstanding game last week. In fact, he returned a punt for a touchdown, for our third touchdown, and that's pretty. John Perry talked about what a versatile player Dimitri Birch is, and he was certainly right. Not too many linebackers. You don't find too many linebackers even receiving punts, much less running them back 55 yards for touchdowns. So Laquan Hicks, a real key member of this year's team. And in fact, over at Dr. Phillips, he blocked two kicks, which literally won that game. So A lot of great blue darters on the season on the team this year, and a lot of the guys are stepping up into leadership roles because most of our leadership from last year graduated
and is in college
and moved on. Yep,
they're at Clemson and Auburn and
Auburn, Florida. Yep, all over the place. Oak Ridge will be receiving.
A Popka
kicker, Logan Minier, is teeing up the ball at his own 40.
Guys are getting in place. The excitement is about to happen.
Number four, sophomore Kevin Moran, is deep to receive the kick for the Pioneers.
Number 30, Logan Minier.
There's the kick.
Nice kick, too. High, long.
Caught it about the 12 by a Pioneer. He's going to try to run it around the right end. He's outrun some blue darters. He's up to the 30, brought down about the 28 by number 5 for a pop. And that was a nice open field special teams tackle by Trey Williams.
Yeah, he had a blocker trying, but they both got taken out.
Pretty decent return for the Pioneers. Gets the ball up to the actually 29-yard line of Oak Ridge, and that's where they'll begin, first and 10.
Make sure you're shopping.
Also want to let you know that a Blue Dart football is sponsored by Greenbrier Pet Afterlife. You'll hear more about them later in our broadcast. Oak Ridge comes out in the spread formation. And we actually have a whistle to blow the first play dead. And their quarterback is number 12, DeAndre Weaver.
And
Weaver calls the signals now. With four wide receivers, two to the left, two to the right.
Looks like there's still confusion
still
down
have,
there on the field.
Still have hesitation.
Kind of encroaching on a delay.
There's a snap. Weaver looks at the pass. He fires complete to number 28. He breaks a tackle. He's up to the 40-yard line where he was tackled by number 97 for the Blue Darters on a good hustle play, and that was Malik Doe on the tackle. But not after until Oak Ridge got a first down on the very first play on a nice, crisp little pass play.
It's one thing they don't want to do is allow them to convert it to a first down.
That was number 28 on the reception, Wilson Dady. Back to throw is Weaver. He hits another one to Dady. He's going to be dropped immediately once again by Malik Doe.
Right there, grabbed him, spun him around, threw him to the ground. Nice defense from Malik Doe.
Yeah, and you know a guy, a defensive lineman's hustling when he's making tackles in the secondary. So that's to the two completions on the first two plays of the game by Oak Ridge and two tackles by Malik
Doe. And they get a few yards out of it.
That one only gained about a yard. Second and 9 for Oak Ridge out of the spread formation. There's a snap to Weaver. He's looking to throw again deep down the middle. He's going to run it. He's going to get some yardage. He's across the 50.
He gets the first down.
And good pass coverage by Apopka, but the quarterback, Weaver, pulled the ball down and got 9 yards, about 10 yards, and got a first down for the Pioneers.
Pretty much went straight ahead to get those yards,
nice,
too.
Nice, quick little jaunt, and good play by the quarterback for Oak Ridge, DeAndre Weaver. Now, that also not only did it get a first down, it also crossed midfield. So Oak Ridge is now in Apopka territory.
At the 49-yard line.
At our 49. Weaver looking to the sideline to get the signals along with his wide receivers. 5 wide receivers now. 2 to the left, 3 to the right. Snap to Weaver out of the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He's running it. Now he throws. Complete to number 8. He dodges the tackler, and he gets up to the 40, near the 40-yard line of a Popkin.
Nine
that's
yards.
Near another first down.
He gets 9 yards out of that run. There's a little bit of confusion. Some defenders weren't sure where they were going to head to.
That was number 9, Aaron Campbell, on the reception.
Little lob right over
for the
Blue Darter's head.
Yeah, thus far, a lot of crisp passing by Oak Ridge, as we talked about in the pregame. They're known for their passing. They've got one of Central Florida's best passing attacks. Now number 17, Jones comes in at quarterback. He's going to run it right up the middle, broke a tackle. He's inside the 30 to about the 28 or 29 of a Popka.
You know, he tripped over his own feet. Had he not, that would have been a touchdown. He would have been in the end zone.
And that was a very basic play. It looked like a backyard football. He just pump faked quickly and then just took off right behind his center, and he got good blocking, found a good hole. got about three or four and then broke a tackle and got a big gain out of it. Oak Ridge now inside the Popka 30 at the 28. There's snap to Jones, incomplete.
His guy wasn't even looking at him.
Yeah, that was a mix in, up in communication there, because as you said, he almost got hit in the back of the helmet with the ball.
And a blue dart defender with a little bit more hustle would have intercepted that ball.
Bring up a second and 10. Oak Ridge at the Apopka 29. No score in the game. Out of the shotgun, there's a snap to the quarterback. He's looking to throw. He throws it deep down the middle. And it's incomplete. It was almost intercepted by Rodre Hardwick for Apopka. In fact, the Oak Ridge defender, receiver, actually did a great job of breaking that up.
Yeah, because it was in his hands.
DeAndre, we were the pass.
Falls harmlessly incomplete, and that'll bring up a third and 10 for Oak Ridge, and they are at the 29 of Apopka.
And it's usually in situations like this, the blue darter defense is going to stiffen up and hold them.
And DeAndre Weaver back in at quarterback for the Pioneers. He's got two wides to the left, two to the right. He's going to run it. He's getting yardage. He got a first down. He's inside the 20s near the 17-yard line.
Unfortunately, they didn't stiffen up enough.
They found something behind center, because that's the third time that Oak Ridge has had their quarterback just, mm-hmm. It looks like kind of a little quarterback draw, if even that. Just pulls the ball down out of the shotgun, runs it behind the center, and has gotten good. They've averaged about at least 10 yards on that play so far tonight. There's a snap to Weaver out of the shotgun. He's being rushed. He's flushed out of the pocket. He fires, and it's complete.
Incomplete. And it was right in his hands.
Popka picked up a break there.
We'll see what the flag is about.
Also have a flag on the play. And thus far, one thing that Aldo shared with us, the PA announcer shared before the game, they have been utilizing two quarterbacks recently, the starter DeAndre Weaver and Quadre Jones.
Yeah, it's against the Pioneers.
But thus far, both quarterbacks for Oak Ridge playing well, both in the passing game and picking up some yards running. The penalties against Oak Ridge.
Flags against the Pioneers.
No indication as to what it was. They got the ball at the 21 of Apopka. Snap to Weaver. He's looking to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's running to the left. He finds a man in the flat. Dodges a tackler, and he's going to pick up yardage inside the 20 to about the 17. Another nifty play by DeAndre Weaver, quarterback for Oak Ridge.
Almost back to the original line of scrimmage.
We didn't get the number of the receiver, but he did a nice job, too. He caught the ball and looked like he was going to be tackled immediately. He eluded that tackle and picked up some yardage. Oak Ridge. Jones is in, the quarterback now for Oak Ridge. Snap to Jones. He's looking to throw. He throws deep across the middle. It's incomplete. Too deep. Went all the way through the end of the end zone. Good coverage by Rodre Hardwick.
He was right there on their receiver's tail. But it was in the end zone. So had he caught that, he would have to get his hand up there.
That was number four, Kevin Moran, the would-be receiver, intended receiver for the Pioneers. Pioneers shuffling in personnel, in and out. Quadre Jones still in the quarterback. Three wides to the right. Snap to Jones. He's going to run it up the middle. Breaks a tackle. He's still going. Breaks another tackle. Finally brought down by two or three blue darters, and now he's near the 10-yard line.
Nice spin. He did a nice little spin there to break those two tackles and to get that extra yardage.
What's one thing we've seen thus far is both of the Oak Ridge quarterbacks, Weaver and Jones, are pretty crisp passers, and they can also run. Jones is in there now, number 17. They've got four wide receivers to the right, none to the left. Now a man goes in motion to the left. Now back to the right. Jones looks over now to the sideline.
They're going to call a timeout, or they're going to get delay a game.
And they do call the timeout.
And you're listening to the Blue Darters on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We'll take a quick break.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. The Blue Darters are on the road at Oak Ridge. Oak Ridge has just driven the ball down inside the Apopka 15 to the 14-yard line. They've got a fourth and long. It looks like they're going to attempt a field goal. Oak Ridge lining up for a field goal. The holder is at the 21-yard line, which would make it a 31-yard attempt. There's a snap. Blocked. Kick was blocked by Apopka. We'll try to get the number. Once again, Laquan Hicks, number 32.
And it was a good block. No flags on the play, so.
Field goal, no good. Great defense once again by Apopka.
And the Blue Darters are going to have the ball down around their 24-yard line.
And once again, we even talked about him in the pregame. Laquan Hicks comes up big for Apopka.
Well, he's one of the...
Block two at Dr. Phillips.
Premier special teams guy. And he does. He blocks those kicks.
As well as a great linebacker on top of it. Now Apopka's got the ball for the first time. No score. Snap to Birch. Blaze him dead immediately.
Flag on the play.
So an interesting drive to start the game. Oak Ridge had a crisp passing game and mixed in runs by their quarterbacks. They utilized two quarterbacks, Weaver and Jones. And
it's against Oak Ridge. 5-yard penalty.
Bringing up a first and five for the Blue Darters.
Oh, offsides.
It'll be first and five
against the Pioneers.
Moves the ball up to...
34-yard line, 29, excuse me.
Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Direct snap to Massey. He's hit in the backfield and dropped in the backfield.
He might have got half a yard.
But he got hit by about three Pioneers,
yeah.
Too.
Or he just got back to the line of scrimmage.
So,
or he lost a yard. Yeah, he lost a yard.
That's going to bring up, at least bring up a second and six for the Blue Darters. No score in the game. This is Apopka's first possession. Birch calls the signals. Now we have two wide receivers. There's a jet sweep. It looks like Daquan Wilson. He's breaking tackles. He gets up to the 30. Going to be short of the first down. Good tough running once again by Daquan Wilson.
Yeah, it was some tough sledding for him there. I mean, the Pioneers defense definitely smoked them out.
Popka's got the ball at our own 30, third and about four. Birch calls the signals out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's going to take it himself over right guard. Twist, broke a tackle in the center of the line.
And he held him up.
Not quite going to get the first down.
He's about a yard shy. Now it'll be fourth and one, fourth and two.
Good.
Will Darlington go for it? I think he will.
I don't think so. I hope not.
Well, no, because he's sending somebody, the punting team out.
Bring up fourth and about two for Popka from our own 37-yard line. Oak Ridge still sending in players. They don't have a safety man. Looks like they're anticipating either a block, a fake.
High
snap. Minier got it. He booted it. Rush almost got it, and he went off the side of his foot. It's a bad kick. Goes out of bounds at our own 47 or 48-yard line.
Totally not focused on that kick.
Well, Oak Ridge, surprisingly, they didn't even put a safety man back. They rushed 11 guys. And they almost blocked it to begin with. It was a bad snap on top of everything else. And I guess they distracted Minier enough that he didn't get a good punt.
Well, after two possessions, one from Oak Ridge, one from the Blue Darters, we're still at a couple of goose eggs.
Nothing to nothing. And Oak Ridge will start with excellent field position. In fact, they start this drive on our side of the field at the Apopka 48-yard line. Looks like we've got a timeout on the field.
So we'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're coming to you live from the campus of Oak Ridge High School, Lee Leonard Stadium, where our Blue Daughters are on the road taking on the tough Oak Ridge Panthers. On the last play, quarterback Weaver threw deep to number 28, actually hit him in the hands. He couldn't bring it in, so it'll be an incomplete pass and second and 10. There's a snap to Weaver. It's hands up to the tailback right up the middle. And he is hit by almost every single Blue Darter. And it's going to be probably no gain on the play.
Yeah, everybody took a shot at him. That's for sure.
Rokeson Sejus on the carry.
And
bring up a third and 10.
Right back to the line of scrimmage.
Jones comes in now to quarterback for the Pioneers. Number 17, Quadre Jones. He's got third and nine. And he has two wide receivers to the left and three to the right. Snap to Jones. He's going to try to run it up the middle. He's got some good blocking. He eludes several tacklers. He's across the 30. He runs over a couple of tacklers. He's got a first down.
Yeah, he sure does.
Nice, nifty running by number 17, Quadre Jones.
He did a little few jukes and zings and zips.
It looks like some of our guys out there. No, he, like you said, he juked some, he ran away from some, he outran some, and he ran over some. First and 10, Oak Ridge at the Apopka 36. Two wide receivers on the left, three to the right. And that play's blown dead before it starts. And kind of interesting, Oak Ridge changing up quarterbacks. And Quadre Jones is kind of the change of pace quarterback. Both of them have played well thus far as Oak Ridge has moved the ball both times they've had it.
And we've got a timeout on the field. We're going to take another quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. We're on the road at Oak Ridge. I'm Roger Franklin-Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro.
Okay, hey.
Pioneers have the ball at the Apopka 36. There's a snap to their quarterback. He's back to throw. He's throwing deep down the middle. And it's incomplete, broken up on a nice defensive play by number 10.
He got his hand on that ball.
Blue Darters, Dimitri King. And Dimitri King is also one of the captains tonight.
Pass broken up by Dimitri King.
And one thing that these Pioneers have definitely demonstrated, they're not shy about throwing the ball deep. They've thrown several deep. Fortunately, they haven't hit any deep tonight, but they keep taking those shots, and they've hit a lot of the short ones. Quarterback's going to sweep around the right end. He's got a hole. He's reversing
nice
field. There's a flag on the play. But depending on what the flag is, he's close to getting enough yardage for a first down.
Flag's back around the 40, 39.
Another nice
line.
Play by an Oak Ridge quarterback, and that's Quadre Jones this time, number 17.
Again, some nice juking down there.
Yeah, Quadre Jones can run, definitely. That looked like kind of an option play where the quarterback kept it and made some nice runs. It's going to come back, though. The penalty was for an illegal procedure against Oak Ridge.
Well, we know what that feels like.
Sure do.
They got Tisdale in the game now.
Blue Darters have had enough great runs called back due to a penalty.
That'll bring up a second and about 15. Also, Tyreek Tisdale enters the game for the Pioneers, senior playmaker, wide receiver. He's flanked out to the right, wide receiver to the far right.
Now, I was told earlier, when he hits the field, things happen. So we're going to see just what's going to go on.
And the last several years, Oak Ridge has certainly had a lot of talent. They've had some excellent quarterbacks and receivers. And same applies tonight. In fact, several scouts at the game. Okay, looks like there's going to be a longer penalty, and Oak Ridge is backed up now back to the Apopka 41-yard line. And Oak Ridge in the spread formation with five wide receivers. There's a snap to the quarterback. It's Weaver this time. Weaver scrambles. He's being rushed. He's rushed by Malik Doe. He's brought down by Malik Doe. Nice tackle.
The backfield down around the 40.
That's a sack. That's going to be a loss of a couple yards and just another outstanding play by Malik Doe, and number 97.
Having a good night so far.
Yep, and he's getting. It seems like he's getting better every game. I mean, the touchdown he scored on defense last week was a huge key factor in that game, and tonight he's been all over the field making tackles.
3 minutes and 24 seconds in the first half, first quarter.
Popka Blue Darter football sponsored by Jets Pizza. Popka. There's a snap to the quarterback. He's looking to throw. He dumps it to the left flat and it's complete. And the runner picks up yards after the catch. Got about five or six and going to get the ball across the 40. It's not going to be enough for a first down, though.
But nice extra effort. They got those yards.
Yeah, well, as we talked about before the game, Oak Ridge, known for their passing attack, got one of Central Florida's better passing attacks over the last several years, and they're hitting more than their share of them tonight. Fortunately, no points on the board yet, though, so we have a nothing-to-nothing game. 2:45 remaining in the first quarter. And a punting situation for the Pioneers. The punter is number 50, Daniel Alves. Laquan Hicks back to receive the punt for Apopka. Line of scrimmage is the 40-yard line of Apopka. There's the snap. Alves hits it, high end over end. Taken at the 5 by Hicks. He avoids tacklers. He avoids more tacklers, and he's hit by a wave of tacklers. He's still going. Finally brought down around the 12-yard line. Boy, that was an intense punt return because there was seemingly wave after wave after wave of Pioneers came, and Hicks avoided more than his share of them and was finally brought down by good pursuit.
He refused to go down easy.
And the ball is somewhere around about the 18-yard line of a pop kit.
2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first quarter.
No score in the game. Popka comes out wearing our white jerseys, royal blue pants, royal blue helmets. We're in the single wing. Personnel shifting on the line. Birch calls the signals. Direct snap to Massey over left guard, and he hits a wall. Maybe got a yard.
Should have faked that, then ran to the left. Everything was opened.
Thus far, the defensive line of Oak Ridge is seeming to be difficult to move. Everything between the tackles is getting stopped tonight.
Slow to get up from Oak Ridge.
Yeah, we have a shaken up player for Oak Ridge, and we have a timeout on the field.
And we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Blue Darter Football on 1520 WBZW. Nice short gain by the Blue Darters. That was Daquan Wilson. Once again, intense pursuit by the Pioneers. There's a snap to Birch. He's hit in the backfield.
Got nowhere.
Hit in the backfield. Right? Hey, Joe, thus far, the defensive line of Oak Ridge is whipping Apopka's offensive line.
That they are. As a matter of fact, they look like what our defense looked like last week.
Now we have another injured player for Oak Ridge. The player who came off the field before the timeout was Jonathan Jones, senior linebacker for the Pioneers. And this player is down on the ground, and he's surrounded by trainers at this point. But thus far,
there was a serious pile there, so he probably got stepped on.
Yeah, well, the last two plays, especially on the play before, Daquan Wilson got a few yards off a left tackle, but they were just, once again, Pioneer defenders were coming at him in waves, and he got hit hard by several of them. And then on this last play, Dimitri Birch almost got decapitated as soon as he tried to run towards the line of scrimmage. We have no score in the game in 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Glad to see the injured player for the Pioneers is up on his feet, and that's number 10.
Walking on his own accord.
Jay Shepard, defensive lineman. It's going to bring up fourth down for Apopka, and we're in a punting situation. Minier is on the field for Apopka. And the last time, Oak Ridge tried to block the punt, and we got off a very short punt.
A short, wobbly kick.
There's a snap. Snap is okay. Line drive taken at Oak Ridge 40. It's going to be a return. He eludes tacklers. He's eluded a bunch of tacklers. He's across the 50-yard line again, up to the 47 before he's brought down. So Oak Ridge once again will begin a drive on the Apopka side of the field.
And it's looking good.
That's another flag on the play. Nice return on that one by the Pioneers. Without the penalty, the line of scrimmage would be the Apopka 47. But we wait for the indication to see what the penalty may have been.
And who it's against. Because right now it's...
against the Pioneers. Oak Ridge. That's personal foul. That's a big one.
15 yards.
So a personal foul by the Pioneers is going to move the ball back to their own 37. So that personal foul penalty negates outstanding field position for Oak Ridge.
Even though 37-yard line is still not too bad.
Right. So thus far, Oak Ridge has moved the ball on their possessions. Apopka has been fortunate to have been able to keep them out of the end zone. And Apopka hasn't moved the ball that well, and we have a 0-0 score. There's a snap to Oak Ridge quarterback, and that's Jones, and he's tackled by five or six Blue Darters.
Picked up and dropped Jones handily.
Keeper on the play. Tackle made by number 27.
Yeah, that was Cam Williams who literally picked him up. That looked like professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Got Hoping about two, maybe.
Slay him to the ground. Maybe that ball will pop loose.
There's a snap. Read option, handoff to the tailback.
That was nice.
He's got yardage over right tackle. Once again, he's dropped by four or five Blue Darters. He's dropped hard, but he's near a first down. Gain of about nine.
They're going to mark it as a first down.
With the carry on the play.
No score, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So coming to you live from Oak Ridge High School, Lee Leonard Stadium, we have a 0-0 game between our hometown Blue Darters and the Oak Ridge Pioneers.
And you're listening to it all on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter football on 1520 of the BZW. Oak Ridge has a first down. There's a jet sweep by Oak Ridge, and he's hit hard by two or three Blue Darters. And once again, that was Cam Williams laying the wood to him.
And he definitely got the first down on that.
Cam Williams with
He'll be moving the chains for Oak Ridge.
Well, the chain says fourth down when previously it said first. Now it says second.
Well, so
we've got musical chairs with the chain. Okay, it says second. Second down, Oak Ridge. There was a loss of about four on that one. Great tackle by Cam Williams. There's a snap to Weaver. Weaver's going to run. No, it's Jones.
And he's
tackled by Quintarius Bourns. Great tackle.
Nice sack him in the backfield. That's going to be an additional 3-yard loss.
There's that man again, number 15, Quintarius Bourns. He was making plays back in the day before he even got his name on our roster.
He was a mystery player for quite a few games.
It's going to be third and long for the Pioneers, third and about 13. They're in Apopka territory at the Apopka 48-yard line. Five wide receivers, two to the right, three to the left. There's the snap. Jones is the quarterback. Jones throws deep down the middle. Going to be incomplete and well defended by Apopka. Rodre Hardwick had the coverage deep. And Dimitri King had good coverage. So, once again, Apopka defends the deep ball successfully.
He just died on the vine, basically, is what it did in the air.
And he wasn't really open.
Dead on arrival.
It's going to bring up fourth and about 14. Once again, we'll bring on Daniel Alves, the punter for Oak Ridge. Laquan Hicks deep for Apopka. He's standing at his own 20-yard line. There's a snap. Punts high. Taken by Hicks at the 23.
Oh, tripped up.
He gets up to the 30. Nice return by Laquan Hicks. Sure-handed punt return man.
Monty Partlow got his hand on his foot, flipped him over, and got the trip.
So
nice.
Apopka will take over first and 10. Early in the second quarter, there's 10:29 remaining in the first half. No score in the game. Joe, Apopka's offense having trouble getting on track thus far.
You know, and Usually they start off slow. The Coach D does
He's talked about that on Sports Central, yes.
Some tweaks. He'll make adjustments on the sideline, but it just hasn't gelled yet.
Well, we have a tweak now. We're in a different formation. A spread formation. We've got three wide receivers. There's a handoff to Daquan Wilson, and he's nailed.
In the backfield, too.
Looked like number 22 for Oak Ridge. And that would be Brandon Cross, sophomore defensive back. Well, what I've seen tonight thus far, Joe, from these Oak Ridge Pioneers is very impressive.
Yes.
Hard-hitting defense, hard-hitting, penetrating, pursuing defense in a passing game that's completing more than their share.
You know, or as they say, they are contenders.
Popkin, kind of a spread formation, three wide receivers. Snap to Birch. He's going to run it, and he's tackled in the backfield. Tackled in the backfield by multiple Pioneers.
They saw it, they read it, they nailed them.
And the thing about that, he avoided about three or four tackles before he finally went down. They were flooding into our backfield like a jailbreak. It's going to be 3rd and 11 for Apopka. Oak Ridge defenders doing a good job of penetrating, not just stopping Apopka, but penetrating into the backfield tonight thus far.
We've had no good breakout runs yet.
Now back to the single wing. Birch calls the signals. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to throw it. He's looking to throw deep, and it's incomplete to Massey. Little thrown a little bit behind him. Incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down. You know, Joe, I was kind of thinking, you know, we had David Douglas going deep on that.
That's who I thought he was going for.
Yeah, me too.
It is now fourth down.
Anyway, that'll bring up a fourth down. Another punting situation for the Blue Darters. Score 0-0.
Many are back to the 15-yard line kicking that ball.
Oak Ridge Kevin Moran is one of the deep men for the Pioneers. There's the kick. Going to be kind of short. Got a good Apopka roll, very good Apopka roll. And it's going to roll dead at the Oak Ridge 33-yard line. So with the change of possession, we'll take a quick break.
You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Blue Darter Football on our hometown station.
Breakaway.
1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams here with Joe Ferraro. We're coming to you from Oak Ridge High School, where our Blue Darters have run up against a pesky group of Pioneers over here. We have the score is nothing to nothing, 8:39 remaining in the first half.
Stepped out of bounds right around 41-yard line.
Oak Ridge just picked up another 8-yard run. Back to throw is Weaver. Weaver finds a man down the left seam. Number 24, it's going to be a big game for the Pioneers to the Apopka 41-yard line.
That'll move the chains, too, as well.
That was Anthony Miranda, the tight end. And a beautiful pass play by Oak Ridge. Not so beautiful if you're from Apopka, but it was a well-executed play. That might be a better way to put it.
Yeah, they were doing that during rehearsal.
A snap to Weaver. Weaver gives it his tailback. He breaks a tackle, and he's going to have a gain of about a yard. Good, solid defense by the Apopka interior line.
He had a Blue Darter on him, wearing him like a hat, just slipped right away.
But it is good to see we were getting in there, getting into their backfield. That's going to be a gain of about a yard on the second effort by the Oak Ridge runner, so it'll be a 2nd and 9 for the Pioneers. Weaver is the quarterback for Oak Ridge. Once again, the spread formation, three wide receivers to the right, two to the left.
Yeah, how do you call it? Official timeout? Official timeout call.
Still, players are lined up, but nothing's happening. Everybody's kind of standing around looking at everybody down on the field.
I think they're taking orders for some Jets pizza. They deliver down here.
Speaking of Jets the Pizza, we're going to be there tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Jets Pizza, Hunt Club Plaza, corner of Hunt Club Boulevard and Highway 436, just four doors down from Publix. Don't wait for us to be there. Give them a call. and also ask him about the Apopka Blue Darter football special. And that's a large deep dish pizza, Jet's famous large deep dish pizza, one topping for just $8.99.
Can you call now and pre-order for tomorrow?
I think they will. I think they would allow that. And speaking of Jet's pizza, they're going to have some awesome specials next week, Halloween specials next week.
Ah, pumpkin pizza.
And stay tuned to 1520 WBZW to hear about those.
Attention, all Pioneer students.
Pumpkin flavored crust. Now that would be interesting. Okay, there is a timeout. We're not sure on what, but everybody's still on the field.
Well, yeah, the interesting about the reason it's deceiving is because usually with a timeout, the players huddle.
Right.
Well, this both teams just stayed out there in formation. So,
and here we go.
Anyway, there's a snap to Weaver. Weaver looks to throw. He's going to throw deep down the middle. Once again, covered very well by Apopka, and it's going to fall incomplete. And once again, Rodri Hardwick doing a great job in coverage tonight on the deep ball.
And again, on that deep ball, he keeps putting a little bit too much on it, overthrowing his receiver. Now, mind you, he has to be careful because there's always Blue Darters right around that receiver to intercept that ball.
Yeah, we're doing a good job with our safeties. Rodri Hardwick is a deep man, and then Dimitri King is often right there, too,
right
in front of the receiver. It's going to bring up a third and about seven, somewhere around the Apopka 39. Weaver, no, Jones, in back in the quarterback. He rolls to his right and throws to his right, and it's complete.
Ooh!
And it's going to be complete for a first down.
But his receiver did take a nice hit from the Blue
Dart by an Apopka player who was running full speed when he delivered that hit. That looks like KB and Holmes.
And that's a first down for the Pioneers, Roger. Getting those chains closer.
That was a very nice, crisp, good-looking pass play. Rolled out to the right and found a man in the flat. Here's an option play. Pitch. Picked up a good block across the 30. Nice tackle by Cam Williams. Cam Williams came to play tonight. He's made several numerous good tackles tonight. These
right.
Hard-hitting tackles. Gain of about one, bring up about the second and nine for the Pioneers. Jones in at quarterback. Five wides. Jones throws out to the left flat. It's complete. Tackled immediately by number 26 for Apopka.
Jarvis Ware. Nice. Again, not allowing them to get any additional yardage after the catch is key.
And that was Rokas and Sages on the reception for Oak Ridge. Only got about two. Going to be third and about seven.
6:29 left in the half.
No score. Jones, quarterback for Oak Ridge, out of the spread. Snap to Jones. He's going to run it right up the middle. He's got some yardage, but tackled quickly by Laquan Hicks. Not going to be enough for the first. That was a great to see that, Joe, with Laquan Hicks. They've gotten good yardage on that very same play thus far all mm-hmm. night. It's the first time we've stopped it for that well.
Looks like they're going to go for it.
It is now fourth and five.
Oak Ridge has a fourth and five. They're at the Popkins 30-yard line, actually 25-yard line. They're going. Looks like they're going for it.
They're confident in their pass.
Jones is at quarterback. He's got three wide receivers stacked on top of one another to the right. In a line, looks like an I formation of wide receivers. He's got a blocking back to his right. He's rolling to his right. He's pressured.
He's
incomplete.
He's hit the backfield. Got the ball
99,
just
Gavin
in
Johnson.
Time, and he's still on the ground.
Gavin Johnson made that play. Great play by Gavin Johnson because it looked like he had a couple guys open. But before he could deliver the ball to him, Gavin Johnson sacked him.
Right.
Great play by Gavin Johnson and the Apopka defense.
And their quarterback still on the ground. They've got the athletic trainers picking him up, and he's coming off under his own power.
That's Quadre Jones, one of the quarterbacks coming off who is shaken up a little bit. Good to see he's actually jogging off now. So that'll be, a great defensive stand by the Blue Darter defense, and the ball will turn over, go back over to the offense, see if the offense can get something going now.
And right at the Blue Darters 25 is where they're going to take over the ball, Roger. with 5 minutes and 28 seconds left in this half.
No score. Definitely a defensive-oriented game thus far.
That is what's most unusual. No score yet.
By two of Central Florida's most high-powered offenses.
Exactly.
Out of the single wing again. Birch takes it over left tackle. Boy, he's hit hard.
Ooh.
Hit hard by two different players coming full speed from two different directions.
As a matter of fact, being hit by those two defenders helped him gain at least two extra yards.
Forward. But, boy, I'm sure his ears are ringing right now.
And the clock is ticking.
And he actually got about 8 yards. But once again, good, hard, tough running by Dimitri Birch. Out of the single wing. Snap to Daquan Wilson. He's trying to go around the left end. Got some blocks. He's got the first down. Good hard-nose sweep around the left end by Apopka. Gets about 5 yards in a first.
Something they've been struggling to do all night long.
This is a very physical game. Very physical game. And, friends, we encourage you to give us a text. If you've got Joe's number or my number, give us a text. In fact, we just heard from Chris DeClue of the famous DeClue brothers, former outstanding pitchers for the Blue Darters. And we'll tell you more about Chris DeClue here in just a second. First and 10, Apopka. Double handoff in the backfield. The runner broke several tackles. A flag comes in. That was Massey. More hard, tough running by Massey.
And he was taking the defender with him and took another pioneer to put the stop
on
him.
And he bounced off three or four of them like a pinball. And that's one thing I got to say about our Blue Darters. And
that's going to negate that run.
That's a shame. Holding on Apopka. You know, we've got some of the toughest running backs of any high school team in the country. Because a lot of times these really fast guys or these flashy guys don't like to get hit. But, man, our guys will just put their head down. They'll grind. They'll bounce off. They'll break tackles. They'll drag tacklers.
Yes.
And these guys are not big guys by any means. Birch is about 6 feet, 155, 160. Massey's 5'1". Wilson doesn't look like a big guy.
He's 5'1" when he stands up tall.
That's Massey. Snap to Birch. Man, he's slammed. Gosh, got hit by two waves of tacklers.
Pioneer defense just put up a wall. He wasn't getting by it.
Got hit by two different waves of them.
3 minutes and 45 seconds in the half.
And still no score and not much of a gain on that play. In addition, Dimitri Birch got crushed. Second down.
And there's a timeout on the field. We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. We're here at Oak Ridge, where we have a nothing-to-nothing game against a very pesky bunch of pioneers over here. Apopka's got the ball. There's a snap to Birch. He's back to throw. He's looking to throw. He eludes tacklers. He's eluding more tacklers, and he fires it incomplete. Good coverage by the Pioneers.
And there's a flag. He threw. That was intentional grabbing.
I can't even try to justify that one. But he was looking for Douglas deep and for Massey deep, and we did the defensive backs, the safety for the Pioneers just had those guys covered. But I did want to get back to Chris DeClue. We got a text from Chris DeClue. And, friends, both Joe and I would love to hear from you if you want to text us. Chris DeClue said, yes, I'm listening to the game, and I'm headed to Jet's Pizza. All right.
I'll take a hand toss, mushroom with bacon, extra cheese.
And we'll be there tomorrow.
Yes, actually, we will.
On Blue Darter Sports Central from 11 a.m. to 12 noon.
Come by and hang out.
See if we can get Chris Bateman to come up and join us again. Of course, speaking of Chris Bateman, he was the quarterback when the Blue Darters played Oak Ridge for the very first time back in the fall of 62, and we came away with a 21-19 victory.
And Oak Ridge has always been a thorn in our side, at least these past few years.
Yeah, beat us last year in the regular season. Now we have wide receivers, three wide receivers for Apopka. Snap to Birch out of the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He's avoiding catcher. He's going to run it. He's across the 20. He's got good yardage, 25, 30. Pushed out of bounds around the 35-yard line. And great run by Dimitri Birch on the scramble run by Dimitri Birch.
Still a long way to go.
But that's one of the things he does best,
yes.
Really, is improvise out of the shotgun in a passing situation.
And really hasn't done that much tonight.
This season, we haven't really been throwing the ball. Coach hadn't been dialing up very many pass plays. But Dimitri Birch, an excellent, the instinctive player, an instinctive runner. Minier, the punter, is on now. There's a snap to Minier. There's the kick, high end over end. Hits at the 30. Man doesn't take it for Oak Ridge. He's back to the, picks up the 20, open field running. He's still going, missed, numerous missed tackles. He's finally brought down at the 45-yard line of Oak Ridge.
By number 23, Steve Billings-Larson.
And also by Rodre Hardwick, and it's good. Those two guys got him or he might have been gone because almost every other Apopka player had already missed him at that point. So a nice return, good punt by Minier with one of his longer punts. Actually, the return man didn't catch it, and it bounced about 15 yards behind him, and he picked it up on the run and made a nice run out of it.
He kind of paused to draw them in a little closer, and then he just took off.
And this is an exciting game. Both teams playing extremely hard, a lot of passion and a lot of effort and energy. Oak Ridge, once again, good field position to start a drive. They're on 46 near midfield. Quarterback now is Weaver. They've mixed quarterbacks.
2 minutes, 56 seconds
during
left.
The game between Weaver and Jones.
In the half.
Run by Oak Ridge gets the ball up to the 50-yard line. 2:44 remaining in the first half.
Dimitri King put the stop on him.
Great to see Bill Spiegel at the game tonight. One of many Blue Darters representing over here on the road. Snap to Weaver. Weaver's looking to throw deep. He dumps it to the left flat. He's complete. Cross the 50, cross the 45, about the 42-yard line of Apopka. Tackle by number 26.
Jarvis Ware.
Once again, Oak Ridge crosses midfield, gets into Blue Darter territory. They've got first and 10 from the Apopka 42. Out of the shotgun, there's a snap to Weaver. It's a handoff. Breaks a tackle in the backfield, and then he's brought down once again by Ware.
But he got about 3 extra yards out of that just by leaping forward.
Yeah, he broke a tackle in the backfield. That was Rokinson Sages, number 20 on the carry for the Pioneers. Weaver, the quarterback now, the shotgun. There's a snap to Weaver. He's going to throw it. Incomplete. Great coverage.
Outstanding coverage.
Ware. Great coverage by Jarvis Ware.
He was right there.
Jarvis Weir making 3 plays in a row, 2 tackles and 1 nice pass defended. 3rd and 9 for Oak Ridge at the Apopka 41-yard line. 1:44 remaining in the game, and there's no score in the game.
Half.
1:44 remaining in the half, and there's no score in the game. Thank you, Joe. Snap to Jones at quarterback. Jones fires out into the right flat, and it's complete. And is wrestled down violently by an Apopka player, but it's going to be a first down for the Oak Ridge. Well-executed pass play.
A lot of dirt being kicked up over on that side of the field, too.
Looked like the rodeo. Once again, Oak Ridge completes a pass, got a first down out of it. Now they are really knocking on the door.
It'll be interesting to see what John Peary stats he has.
Oak Ridge around the 26 of Apopka. There's a snap to the quarterback, Jones. Jones throws into the end zone. It's caught.
Touchdown
Oak Ridge.
with a minute 16 left in the half. Oak Ridge scores a touchdown. That was a beautiful pass right in his arms.
And a nice catch. It was number 4, Kevin Moran, sophomore wide receiver, on the catch and on the touchdown for the Pioneers.
And he was wearing a blue darter.
Yeah, we had a man in good coverage. It was just an excellent, as you said, Joe, an excellent pinpoint throw, an excellent catch.
Yes.
In traffic, and they executed. Oak Ridge executed, and they get the 6.
And they're going for the extra
Alves
point.
Alves on to kick. It's and good. Almost blocked by Laquan Quick, but not Laquan Hicks, but Laquan Hicks. But not quite. So with 1:16 remaining in the first half on the road at Oak Ridge, the Blue Darters are down 7-0.
And we'll be back after this. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. Of course, Apopka Blue Darter Football presented by the brand new CPS Sportsplex. We're at Oak Ridge High School at Lee Leonard Stadium on the road. Our Blue Darters are down 7-0. There's 1:16 remaining in the first half. Oak Ridge just kicked off to Apopka, but they were offsides on the kick, so that'll back them up, and they'll kick again from the 35-yard line. And, Joe, we've got 1:16 left in the half, and as I said off the air, I wouldn't be shocked if we put one up now before the end of the first half.
And there's plenty of time for the Blue Darters to do exactly that, but they have to make some pretty big plays to get into the end zone.
I'm still expecting Coach to dial up a deep pass play here before the night's over. There's a kick taken at the 12 by the Blue Darters. Nice hole up the middle. Birch has it, but he's dropped hard at the 35, but still a nice return by Dimitri Birch, number 8, on the Oak Ridge kickoff.
I really thought he was going to break out to the left and go up the sideline.
Found good running room early, but as they've done all night,
they closed it.
Yeah, Oak Ridge is demonstrating a lot of great pursuit and a lot of effort and energy. Popka will start off 1st and 10 from our own 35, 1:10 remaining in the first half. I want to remind you we're going to be up at Jets Pizza tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, with Blue Darter Sports Central. I invite you to come up and see us.
Have some pizza.
And call Jets Pizza and ask about the Popka Blue Darter Football Special, available every Friday and Saturday night. Popka back in the single wing. Birch calls the signals. Popka shifts strong left. Snap to Birch. He's back to throw. Throws deep to Douglas. It's complete. Across the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Wow, I've been looking for that all year.
You're absolutely right, and you called that one. Nice pass all the way down the field. David Douglas snagged that, and he was between defenders. Yeah, there was some traffic.
That was a nice throw by Dimitri Birch. He just threaded a needle on that one and hit him right in the middle of seven. Of Douglas's number 7.
Clock is ticking, minute left.
And as you
left.
Said, Douglas was well covered, but he still brought the ball in. 1st and 10 from the 35. Birch is going to carry it over left guard. He eludes tacklers. Mm. He's got a blocker. He's down the left sideline. He's across the 20 to the 15. Nice run by Dimitri Birch.
45 seconds.
And that was a run, Joe, with a lot of diversity. He got yardage on his own, and he got some great blocks as well.
He was running for his life.
Going to be a timeout on the field. Popka knocking on the door now with 45 seconds remaining in the first half.
We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Blue Darter Football. We have the ball on the 15-yard line of Oak Ridge. There's just 45 seconds in the first half. There's a Dimitri Burt's going around right in. He's got good yardage. Actually, it's Siriki around right in. He's near the 3-yard line, pushed out of bounds on the 3-yard line.
Clock stop at 36 seconds in there.
So Apopka has come back with a vengeance after Oak Ridge scored with 1:16 remaining in the first half and has advanced the ball all the way down. Ball's right about the 5-yard line of Oak Ridge.
And, Roger, you're right. It took 20 seconds, and look, more than 85 yards.
Yeah, but now we've got five long yards to go now.
Five of the biggest yards.
Out of the single wing, this is where it gets tough. Have a timeout on the field, but let's stay here. I don't want to miss a the last few plays here. We got 36 seconds remaining in the first half. It's been a defensive battle to this point. It was nothing to nothing. Oak Ridge scored just a few seconds ago on a beautiful pass play. And then Apopka has advanced the ball down the field down to the 5-yard line of Oak Ridge, and that brings you up to date. We've got 36 seconds remaining in the first half. Apopka trailing 7-0.
And it's been a back and forth battle with defense.
It's been a real battle, and this is these Pioneers have really come to play tonight, and they came into the game 6-1, of course. They're one of the better football teams in Central Florida and have been for several years. Now's a great time, Joe, to quickly say a shout-out to our friend Steve Schwartz.
Steve.
He's on the road tonight. He's on up in Illinois visiting his home. And I want to say thank you, Steve, for all the great work you do, and hope you have a great trip. Give you a big shout-out. Burt's calling signals. Siriki plays blown dead. There was movement along the line of scrimmage.
And we'll see who that flag is for.
It's great to see Adonai Osiriki in the game.
Well, he's definitely a playmaker. When he gets the ball, he gets yards.
Yeah, he's averaging over 15 yards every time he touches the ball.
And he only needs 5.
Offside is called against the Pioneers.
Offside against the Pioneers, which is a break for the Blue Darters. Get them a little bit closer, half the distance to the goal.
It's going to put it up, as Joe said, inside the 3.
It is still first and goal.
First and goal. 35 seconds remaining in the first half. Snap to Siriki. Bad snap and fumbled. And fortunately, Siriki recovered it, but we're going to lose a few yards. And it's back to about the 8-yard line, 9-yard line.
For a loss on the last play.
And boy, that was almost a disaster.
That's the last thing they need is a fumble.
It just was not a very good snap, and Siriki couldn't bring it in. It was low and outside, outside his right leg and low.
27 seconds left in this half.
And the story of the game, you know, as we talked about before the game, Oak Ridge coming in 6-1 in this non-district game. Also, let's go ahead and mention next week's game, another must-win situation
Evans.
For Apopka.
And we'll be at Evans High for
on the road to finish out the regular season.
7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kickoff.
And, of course, if we lose that one, we'll be eliminated from postseason. If we win, we'll have the opportunity to continue, and things won't be settled because the Wekiva-West Orange game, which is next Friday, that will determine how that comes out, determine how things shake out as far as postseason goes. But right now we've got our hands full against the Oak Ridge Pioneers. Got the ball at their 9-yard line, second and goal, 27 seconds remaining in the half. There's a snap to Birch. He's going to throw it. He's looking for his receiver. Massey, touchdown, Massey.
There it
beautiful.
Is. All 5 foot one of them just reached out, got the ball, brought it in, touchdown. Blue Darters, that's going to almost tie things up.
And make it 7-6, and that was just a beautiful throw by Dimitri Birch. Timed perfectly. And, of course, Massey brought it in. But Birch just laid it right out there for him, caught it in stride in the end zone. Of course, that play caught Oak Ridge a little bit by surprise because, you know, passing's not what we do. Beautiful throw by Birch. Of course, a deep ball from Birch to David Douglas kind of set this drive up, set us up in good field position for that touchdown. Logan Minnie are now in to attempt the extra point, would be extra point.
For Birch. I thought they were going to go for the 2.
Birch in holder position. There's a snap. Kick is up. Kick is good. With 21 seconds remaining in the first half, Apopka has now scored on a pass from Dimitri Birch to Deshaun Massey to tie the game. We have a 7-7 tie at Oak Ridge.
And we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro, coming to you live from Oak Ridge High School, Lee Leonard Stadium, where our Blue Darters have just scored to tie the football game. We got a 7-7 tie, 21 seconds remaining in the first half, and here comes the kickoff from Logan Minier to Oak Ridge, taken at the 15 by Oak Ridge. It's a handoff. It's going to be a reverse. The receiver breaks the tackle. He picks up a block, and a Apopka player goes down, and he's finally brought down at about the 35-yard line of Oak Ridge. Once again, another very exciting, fast-paced, hard-hitting play here from Oak Ridge in this tight 7-7 football game.
Absolutely. The Blue Darters almost snagged him in the back down around the 25.
That was a heck of a play just to watch. First of all, it was a little razzle-dazzle. It was a handoff play.
Some nice speed, too.
And kind of a reverse. Then he picked up a great block. One of the Oak Ridge players just leveled an Apopka player along the way. And we made a good tackle at the 35. So very, very energetic play, if you will.
Yes, it was. Very energetic.
A lot of high energy from both teams.
And with 12 seconds left in the half, anticipate the Pioneers doing something here to answer back for that touchdown.
And they're sending out Quadre Jones, number 17, as their quarterback. And I would anticipate the deep ball.
He was a playmaker pretty much the first half.
Three wide receivers to the left. Snap to Jones. He's looking to throw. He throws it deep down the middle. It's intercepted by Apopka. Intercepted, and we'll get the number. Who was that? That was,
I want to say, 10.
Looks like number 26, Ware. Anyway, a deep ball by Oak Ridge is what we anticipated. Intercepted by Apopka, and that'll be the last play of the first half.
And that is it for this half, Roger. And we
7-7.
We'll be back. Hopefully John Perry will be walking over here for the halftime show. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Also want to give a big shout out to all the Blue Darters listening around Florida, across the USA, and around the globe at 1520WBZW.com. We're at Lee Leonard Stadium on the campus of Oak Ridge High School, and our Blue Darters are tied right now. It's a low, uncharacteristic low-scoring game. It's 7-7. And we're in a really dogfight over here with the Pioneers. Before we go back to Joe Ferraro, I want to let you know about another outstanding event coming up in Apopka soon, and that's the annual Apopka Elks Turkey Shoot. And that'll take place November 7th and 8th, November 21st and 22nd, December 5th and 6th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Northwest Orange County Improvement Association, better known as NOSHA. That's at 4253 Poncan Road, Zellwood, Florida. Also, we'll let you know we'll be up Jets Pizza tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, with a special edition of Blue Darter Sports Central. And we'll be, of course, talking about the aftermath of this game.
Sure will.
As well as the big district game coming up next week at Evans. And Saturday we'll be up at the First Methodist Church in Apopka.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Debbie Turner Cancer Care Center activities.
You need to come out to that, too. Hey, Roger, that turkey shoot, is that sponsored by PETA?
I don't think so.
Just thought I'd ask. And here we go. We're about to have a kickoff, Roger.
Getting ready for the kickoff of the second half, and the kicker is Daniel Alves of Oak Ridge. He'll be kicking to Apopka. Dimitri Birch is deep. Birch takes it at the 4. Birch goes through the wall, and he's tackled hard by a Pioneer at the 22-yard line. That was an individual tackle.
Number 30 from the Pioneers. He wore Dimitri Birch like a suit.
Great.
Vernell Fletcher for number 30.
It'll be first and 10 for the Blue Darters.
Somebody made a heck of a hit for Oak Ridge, as they've been doing all game. That's one of the things that's really impressed me about the game. Going into the game, knew they had an excellent passing attack and expected them to be throwing the ball all around, but did not know what a good defense they had or a hard-hitting, intense playing defense they had. So we'll get ready for Apopka's first play from scrimmage in the second half with a 7-7 tie ball game out of the single wing. Direct snap to Massey. He's going around right end. Not going to get very far. Once again,
he might have got two out of that.
Tough, sturdy defense by the Pioneers.
You know, not only are they tough, they're very fast, too.
And they have a good plan. It's strange not to see Apopka just getting these big chunks of yardage in our running game tonight.
Kind of like when they played West Orange. They just couldn't get any traction. But they're getting some traction here tonight. Not what we're used to.
Fitzgerald in it, blocking back for Apopka out of the single wing. Snap to Massey. He gives a handoff to another running back.
Oh!
Daquan Wilson got pretty good yardage. I think he got a first before he was tripped up.
He did. He got a first down, and he got tripped up. Otherwise, he was gone because there was nobody else around him.
That play is enough to move the chains for a Blue Darters first down.
Want to let everybody know also that Apopka Blue Dart Football is sponsored by Greenbrier Pet Afterlife. First and 10, Blue Darters out of the single wing. Birch calls the signals. Direct snap to Massey. He found a crease over right guard. He's got green grass in front of him. He's got a huge hole. He's at the 20.
No one
he's
near him.
He's out of the 10, the 5, and touchdown to Sean Massey.
Nobody near him. He was gone. Roger found that crease, saw that hole, and exploited.
Somebody on the right side of the line did some great blocking because, as you said, he had a big lane there, and once he hit it, he was gone. But there's a flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Where is it?
At about the 27-yard line of Oak Ridge, which is interesting because he was already sprung and gone by the time he got to the 27. But, yeah, it was just a direct snap to Massey. He did a 360 spin move, which I guess threw him off.
Exactly.
And then he got a hole. I didn't see it, but he obviously got a hole over it on the right side of the line, and he just hit it going 100 miles an
touchdown,
hour.
Touchdown, Blue Darters.
The penalty was against Oak Ridge, so that'll mean the touchdown counts for Apopka. And that was a long run by Massey. I guess that was at least 65 yards.
That would have been tragic if that got called back. But we've seen that happen before.
Yeah, we've had more of those here happen. I remember when Jeverick Blocker was playing, he probably set some kind of a record for having touchdowns called back.
All because of somebody doing something they shouldn't have done.
It makes the score 13-7. Logan Minier, the Apopka's kicker, is on. Dimitri Birch is in holder position. Kick is up and it's good.
Right between the uprights.
So with 10:30 remaining in the third quarter, Apopka gets on the board quickly in the third quarter. Apopka 14, Oak Ridge 7.
And you're listening to it all on Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro, and we're at Lee Leonard Stadium on the campus of Oak Ridge High School. Apopka's just scored in early seconds into the third quarter and taken a 14-7 lead. We've got 10:30 remaining in the third quarter, and Apopka's getting ready to kick off to the Pioneers.
Got a nice crowd here, too, Roger.
Once again, Apopka representing, definitely.
Took the drive into South Orlando for tonight's game.
And the band played at halftime and did their usual outstanding job.
Here's the kick.
There's the kick. Taken at the 20 by Oak Ridge. Up to the 30, 35, eluding tacklers to the 40. 42-yard line, a nice run back by the Pioneers. Cam Williams in on the tackle.
Number 4, Derek Russell, wide receiver. No, or Kevin Moran. You got two number 4s.
Oak Ridge will begin first and 10 from their own 42.
They're a wealthy team. They can afford two number fours.
So we'll see what Oak Ridge does to answer this Apopka touchdown. Apopka took their first lead of the game just moments ago on a long, about 65-yard run by Deshaun Massey. Weaver's the quarterback. He's going to throw it deep. He's throwing a bomb, and it's incomplete, slightly overthrown. And once again, great coverage by Rodray Hardwick at his free safety position.
Not overthrown by much.
If he'd dove for it, I think he'd have had it.
Yeah, if he put his arms out, he probably would have had it. That was pretty close. But fortunately for us, incomplete.
And the receiver was Jawan Roderick. But I think, well, I guess we see what they're going to do. They're going to keep firing the ball down the field.
Well, that is their strength.
Oak Ridge hit a lot of short passes in the first half, got a lot of yardage. Fortunately, they took a lot of shots down the field, too, and didn't hit any of those. They did have one long touchdown pass. Here's a completed pass into the right flat for minimal yardage, no yards after the catch.
I tell you what, the receiver really was fighting.
Yeah, he was fighting. He stayed on his feet. That just meant he got hit by two more defenders. Hit hard by two more defenders. It's a gain of about two. Bring up third and a long eight for Oak Ridge. Quadre Jones in at quarterback now for Oak Ridge. Out of the spread, there's a snap to Jones in the shotgun. Fires out to the right flat. It's complete for a first down. Nice looking pass play, and that was the number 20, Rockinson Sages. That was just a very well executed pass play, kind of a deep out pattern.
And
there is a flag on the play.
Curious to see what this is about.
It's in Oak Ridge's backfield. Way on the other side of the field from the play, actually.
Probably something that didn't need to happen. And by the way, everybody's walking. It's against Oakland. Oak Ridge.
Yeah, I think that's an ineligible receiver.
Ineligible receiver on the Pioneer.
Interesting.
So that'll be against the Pioneers, and that'll negate that first down and that completion and move the ball back to their 35-yard line. There's a snap to the quarterback out of the shotgun. It's Jones. He throws to the left flat, overthrown, ooh, incomplete.
Yeah, he was feeling the pressure from some blue darters, trying to get that ball all the way over. Right out, just threw it out of bounds.
Excellent pass defense by Apopka. Both the rush, as Joe said, and then Kavian Holmes had the coverage. So that was one reason he didn't unload it sooner, because he didn't find an open receiver. Once again, Blue Darter defense playing excellent defense and excellent pass defense. Brings up a fourth down punting situation for the Pioneers.
Daniel Alves back to return for the Blue Darter.
Daniel Alves is their kicker. In fact, he's the punter and the place kicker.
This is where we need Laquan Hicks to run it all the way down the field for a touchdown.
Nice spiral by Alves, taken by Hicks at the 35, and he's got running room. He's up at the 40, the 50, the 45. He's on Oak Ridge side of the field. He's still going. He's hitting the 30, cuts back, and he's going to be brought down somewhere around the 27-yard line.
Yeah, he got swarmed.
But another outstanding punt return by Laquan Hicks, but there's a flag way back at the Apopka 35-yard line.
Flag on the play.
And I just can't really say enough about Laquan Hicks's duties as a punt returner. He's an excellent punt returner.
Yes, he is. And he did get some really great blocks as well to help him get down
but
the field.
I don't know if I've ever seen a linebacker on any level as a punt returner. And, of course, he's legendary now for his punt blocking and kick blocking skills.
Everybody's pointing back towards Blue Darter territory.
And once again, we have no players on the field. All the players are on the sidelines, and the officials are conferring with one another. As you said, pointing.
Pass interference. Blue Darters.
It looks like some kind of a blocking infraction. So it's going to come back.
In the back against the Blue Darters.
Penalty against Apopka negates a very nice punt return by Laquan Hicks and kills that good field position that came with it.
You can't say it was because of inexperience or not knowing. It was just a blatant mistake.
Apopka leading 14-7 at Oak Ridge. Want to let everybody know that Apopka Blue Darter football on Apopka's hometown station is sponsored by Dr. Patrick St. Germain, St. Germain Chiropractic, and Burn Fat Orlando. Dr. Patrick St. Germain, proud to be voted best chiropractor for now 5 years in a row. Also, want to let everybody know that Dr. Patrick St. Germain also supports Apopka Blue Darter athletics and Apopka Blue Darter football in a variety of other ways as well. So bring up first and 10 from Apopka's own 25 now. So that penalty just completely reversed the field position from their 25 back to our 25. Now we have another flag on the play. Play was blown dead.
And they're walking it against Oak Ridge.
Offsides on the Pioneers. That'll make it first and 10 Apopka and move the ball up to Apopka's 30-yard line. Also want to take this opportunity to give a shout-out and a hello to Jan Rolson. Coach Rolson, defensive coordinator Jeff Rolson, some other listening in Farm City, Illinois. Popka out of the single wing. Richie Birch, he rolls right. He's looking to throw. He rolls again. He's going to run it now and gain. He's going to get near a first down.
He's just shy. If he didn't get the first down, he's just like a hair away from
that. Richie Birch with the keeper off the play.
Looks like he got the first down.
He got the first down. Move those chains, boys.
And as I said earlier, one of the things that Dimitri Birch does best, and he does a lot of things well,
yes,
very well, but one of the things he does best is just run out of a scramble, just kind of improvise run
which
out of a pass
play. Which that definitely was a scramble.
Yep. In fact, some of our best pass plays have been him just pulling the ball down and running, basically. Massey's going to go up the middle, and he got hit hard. It looked like exactly the same play that he scored a 65-yard touchdown on, but, boy, there was no hole there that time.
No hole, and he only got about 2 yards.
That got about two, is you right?
It is now
second
and
about eight. Popka with the ball at our own 37, leading 14-7 over Oak Ridge, at Oak Ridge. Take on Evans on the road next Friday night in a key district game. Snap to Massey. He gives to another player around right in, and he's going to get about 8 yards.
A couple yards shy of the first down.
And I think that was Birch. Looks like him anyway. So that was an interesting twist. Instead of Birch getting the snap and handing to Massey, Massey got the snap and handed it to Birch.
The irony of that.
Which doesn't surprise me because I did expect Coach Darlington to throw a few – tweak things a little bit, throw a few little kinks in, and throw some new ball plays in there.
And that definitely was different.
And with him, you never know what to expect. Because he's always changing. He's always improvising. He's always improving and adapting. There's a snap to Birch right up the middle. He breaks tackles. He's breaking more tackles. He's still going, and he's to the 45 of Oak Ridge now. Nice run
first
up the
down.
Middle by Dimitri Birch.
Joe
starting finally to gets a little running room there through the offensive line.
And that's what they need. They need to keep converting these into first downs.
Because in the first half, there was virtually no running room in the line at all.
Again,
it was like a brick wall.
Nobody scored till about a minute 36 seconds left in the half.
Popka leading 14-7 on the Oak Ridge 44 now. At the single wing, snap to Daquan Wilson. He gives it to Massey on a counter, and he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Two Pioneers really abused Massey. I don't mean illegally abused him. They just treated him very roughly there, which is what you're supposed to do in football.
It's football.
Lost about two. Once again, one of the elements of this game is a very tough, hard-nosed, fast, quick, strong, big Oak Ridge defense. In fact, they've got essentially a six-man line. Snap to Wilson. He's going around left in, trying to get around left end. He doesn't make it.
Oh, man.
Nice tackle by a Pioneer.
Jonathan Jones from Oak Ridge snagged him, pulled him down, and for another at least a yard loss.
Number 45, Jonathan Jones. Yes. That was a good athletic play by Jones because usually Wilson outruns those guys on the corner like that, but not Jonathan Jones. Third and about four.
And if you notice, when they're
third and 14,
they're grabbing from the waist, making sure that they got a good grip to pull everybody down.
Ball at the 47 of Oak Ridge. Third and 14 for Apopka. Kind of in the hybrid formation now. Snap to Birch. He's going to look in the throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. He does throw deep down the middle.
Oh!
He overthrew Massey. Had him open, but as you've said before, Joe, it doesn't take a lot to overthrow Massey.
Yeah, if Massey was probably another 6 inches taller, he might have had that.
If he was 5'4 instead of 5'1, he would have had it.
It was a good pass, just wasn't there.
Yeah, and Birch in the first half looked better throwing the ball, I thought, than he has all year, really, or at least he has recently. I mean, he made two pinpoint beautiful throws in that touchdown drive in the last minute. One, a deep ball down the middle of the field to Douglas, and then for the touchdown on the kind of a fade-type pattern, not really a fade, but it was a nice throw to Massey in the corner of the end zone. Both of them right on the money. Yeah, I think if Birch can get his confidence back in his passing, that'll be a key to the postseason. Because obviously, as we're seeing tonight, teams are, you know, they're starting to figure out some of the running game.
Correct. And they've been pretty good at shutting it down.
Logan Minier in to punt, or at least in punt formation for Apopka. He's standing at his own 40-yard line, 41 actually. There's a snap to Minier. He kicks it.
Ooh.
High wobbly punt hits around the 17, goes out of bounds. So it'll be first and 10 Oak Ridge from their own 17-yard line. We'll take a quick timeout with the change of possession.
And you're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro. We're over at Oak Ridge, and Apopka's leading 14-7 with 4:14 remaining in the third quarter. Oak Ridge has the ball first and 10 from their own 17. There's a snap to the quarterback, and he's got some yardage, about 7 or 8 yards, actually, up to about the 25-yard line of Oak Ridge.
That's a little short of that first down, Roger. Did a little scramble, then kind of just dove.
Both Oak Ridge has played two quarterbacks tonight. One Weaver, DeAndre Weaver, number 12, and Quadre Jones, number 16. They both performed well, and they both can throw, and they both can run. There's another run by the quarterback on kind of a option type of a play. That's going to be short of the first down.
Number 50, Omar Davis put the stop on that run.
Bring up a third and one for Oak Ridge. Crucial down here in this game.
3 minutes, 17 seconds in the third quarter.
So once Apopka got on track a little bit on offense, not only did they get 7 more points on the board, they also used up a lot of clock here in the third quarter. But now we have a timeout for Oak Ridge.
And you're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Garter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW, presented by the brand-new, state-of-the-art CPS Sportsplex. Find out more at cpssportsplex.com. Roger Franklin Williams joined by Joe Ferraro. It's 14-7 at Oak Ridge, 3:07 remaining in the third quarter. Oak Ridge has a 4th-and-1 from somewhere around their own 27-yard line. It looks like they're going to go for it. There's a snap. It's going to run it right up the middle. There's a huge scrum. I don't think they got it.
I don't think it got it either.
It sure was good defense, whether he got it or not, because as soon as the running back took the snap, 11 white shirts converged around him. Looks like we will have a measurement.
First one all season.
and I'm a little bit surprised. And they could, they might get the, they got it first down. I was a little surprised. You know, they got such a good passing game. I thought they would just throw one of those little hitch passes or something. But hey, their coach knows more. He knew enough to get it. So the run up the middle does get the first down for Oak Ridge. They'll maintain possession of the ball, trailing 14-7.
We need a turnover here.
There's a snap to the quarterback. He's looking to throw deep again. He's rushed. He does throw deep. He gets it off. It's complete deep down the field. Nice catch by number 28. Dropped immediately by Kavian Holmes. But
well covered,
that's
but still.
It's a deep pass, and it's going to be all the way down to the Apopka 36-yard line.
That was a great pass. Great reception.
And that was Wilson Dady on the catch, and it was a nice catch because, as you said, he was covered well by Kavian Holmes. But that's one thing that we've been talking about all night, even before the game, with Oak Ridge is known for their passing attack, and we can see why tonight. Of course, we saw why last year when they threw a bomb, two bombs in about 20 seconds to beat us right at the end of the game at home. First and 10, Oak Ridge from the Apopka 36. 2:35 remaining in the first, in the third quarter. I want to remind everybody about the Jets Pizza Apopka Blue Darter Special. Give them a call and you can get them at 321-203-2675. That's a Jets famous deep dish one topping pizza for just $8.99. Tell them you want the Blue Darter Special. Back to throw is Weaver. He's being rushed. He throws deep down the middle of the field again. It's
drops
incomplete.
The ball.
Incomplete.
Incomplete in the end zone. Roger, he almost had it, just couldn't control it to bring it down. Fell out of his hands.
Rodway Hardwick and the receiver, who looks like number one, and that would be Tyrek Tinsdale. Rodway Hardwick and the receiver look like a couple of power forwards battling for a rebound on that. They both went up with it. Number one for Oak Ridge actually had it in his hands and just couldn't pull it down. But once again, let's give credit to Rodway Hardwick for great defense. Saved a touchdown. Oak Ridge definitely not shy about throwing the deep ball.
No, they're not.
Weaver in the back to throw, looking deep. Rolls to his left, fires out to the left flat. Wide open receiver. It's complete. He's still running. He's still running. Nobody can seem to tackle him. Finally, he's brought down around the 22-yard line.
He was kind of doing running in circles a little bit around some of the Apopka defenders.
That was Kevin Moran on the reception.
First down for the Pioneers.
And I got to say, Oak Ridge is one of the best high school passing games that I've seen. And, you know, we knew that when we came over here. But I just want to make that point. They've got a very nice passing game conceptually, and they can execute it. There's a snap to the quarterback, Weaver. He's looking to throw, flushed out of the pocket, rolling left. He's got running room to the left. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's near the goal line.
He got a touchdown.
Touchdown. Well, I see Oak Ridge calling a touchdown. I don't see the officials.
Did the official just
touchdown Oak Ridge.
Quarterback keeper by 12,
that was DeAndre Weaver, and he was just, you know, basically it looked like he was going to look in to throw.
Right.
Didn't see his receiver, found a lane down the left sideline, and he just scampered into the end zone.
Did it all by himself.
Once again, as we said before, the Pioneers have not one but two excellent quarterbacks. DeAndre Weaver, who scored that touchdown, and also Quadre Jones, who's been effective tonight. There's a kick. It's up, and it's good. 1:43 remaining in the third quarter. Oak Ridge scores and ties up the ball game again. Apopka 14, Oak Ridge 14.
And you're listening to Blue Darter Football, your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW, presented by the brand-new, state-of-the-art CPS Sportsplex. It's 14-14. Oak Ridge has just scored. Now they've just kicked off. We take it at our own 10-yard line. Our runner's up to the 20-yard line. He's up to the 25. He got a nice seam. That's Daquan Wilson. He's across the 35. There's a huge scrum.
Moving the pile.
All the way up to the 39.
Yeah, he was moving the whole pile with him.
And, Joe, as we've seen many times tonight, both on special teams and during the course of the game, that was just a passionate hard-hitting, rough, tough football play by both teams.
Got a minute and 33 seconds left in the third quarter.
Good field position for Popko and a nice kickoff return by Daquan Wilson.
They need to answer back.
14-14.
That last touchdown.
Popka out of the single wing. Birch calls the signals. Massey's in the backfield. Direct snap to Massey over right guard. And he's going to be tackled for a short gain. Tried to spin out of a tackle, but Oak Ridge just kept coming with defenders.
They've been doing that all night with Massey. He's only broke out a couple of times where he was able to get some yards and, of course, scored a touchdown.
Oak Ridge player shaken up.
Well, he just did some push-ups, so he can't be that hurt.
Trainers are coming out. Looks like it might be a cramp.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Want to let everybody know about the Apopka Blue Darter special at Jet's Pizza, a large one-topping, in fact, Jet's famous large one-topping pizza. Now on Friday and Saturday night for just $8.99, tell them you want the Apopka Blue Darter special and you heard it on Apopka Blue Darter football. And you can call them at 321-203-2675. That's 321-203-2675. Jet's Pizza Apopka. It's good. The shaken up player came off under his own power. 14-14 ball game here at Oak Ridge, and now we're down to the 1 minute and 15 seconds in the third quarter. It's a non-district game. Popka plays Evans on the road next Friday night. Of course, we'll have the game for you. Snap to Birch. He gives to Massey on the double on a counter, and he gets nowhere, basically. Once again, nowhere to go. Once again, another Oak Ridge player shaken up.
Deshaun Massey on the carry.
I want to say a big thank you once again, Joe, to our friends and all the Blue Darters over at GT Foliage, Dave and the Gilliard family, and thank them for all their help and support of the station, especially for all the great foliage they provide for our pastor's events.
Dave's a fun guy to work with. Great, great, beautiful foliage.
And the family of loyal Apopka Blue Darters. Also, while we do have a little time here, I want to let everybody know that Apopka Trophy supports Apopka Blue Darter football, 1520 WBZW, and all of our other stations as well.
We appreciate James as well.
Yeah, James, really, we talk about Coach Darlington being a genius. James Thornton is a genius when it comes to trophies, putting together trophies and plaques. And, of course, he's the father, and he and his wife Debbie are the father of the famous Thornton twins of Apopka Blue Darter Championship Bowling. This Oak Ridge player is coming off
with a limp.
And that's number 45, their real good linebacker, Jonathan Jones. And actually, yeah, he's hobbling off now.
He's toughing it out, making it to the sideline.
14-14 game. Popka at our own 42-yard line, third and about seven out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's going to roll around the right end, and he's going to be hit hard and dropped. Short gain.
Dimitri Birch on the carry, tackle made by number 11, Jamichael Barker.
That was number 11 on the tackle for the Pioneers, Jamichael Barner. Oak Ridge with a lot of talented players on offense and defense.
Got 4 yards, 5 yards shy of the first down.
Also, as John Perry mentioned earlier, Jim Harbaugh, head football coach at Michigan, is at the game tonight.
Wow.
Snap to Logan Minier, the punter. Nobody back for Oak Ridge. Ball hits at the 20 and dies, and Oak Ridge will take over somewhere around their own 20-yard line. With the change of possession, we'll take a quick timeout.
You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Daughter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. We're at Oak Ridge at Lee Leonard Stadium, and well, that was the last play of the third quarter. We're entering the fourth quarter, and it's a tie football game, 14-14.
It's anybody's game so far, Roger, and it's been tough.
And it's been yardage, not only points, but yardage and first downs have been uncharacteristically difficult to come by for Apopka tonight.
You know, they've been pretty much keeping Deshaun Massey at bay.
But you did have the one 65-yard touchdown run. But yeah, other than that, yeah, all the running backs have found getting yardage difficult. There's a snap to Oak Ridge quarterback. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle and short yardage. Great pursuit by Apopka. In fact, I think we had about eight guys in on that tackle. Once again, I want to let everybody know that Greenbrier Pet Afterlife is pleased to support Apopka Blue Daughter Football on 1520 WBZW. And that Greenbrier Pet Afterlife is dedicated to helping each pet parent cope with their grief. Find out more at greenbrier-pets.com.
Number 75 just went down. It looked like he had an ankle issue.
And he's struggling to get on his feet.
I think it's 75. I can't make out the number. Maybe it's 76.
75, number 75.
Okay, he's not on this list. He might be on yours.
Calvin Francis is number 75 on roster.
After that last play, he got up and he was hobbling a little bit and then just sat down.
Second and about six, Oak Ridge from their own 24. Back to throw, throwing out to the right flat, incomplete.
Nice.
DeAndre Weaver back in at quarterback for the Pioneers.
You know, his receiver was right there. Had he caught it, that would have been a first down.
Of course, next week we'll be at Evans. That'll be a district game, another must-win for Apopka. And also a huge game next week, Weikaiva and West Orange play. And that game will definitely affect postseason. And the scenarios are much too much to mention right now. A complex situation.
Ooh, incomplete.
Incomplete pass.
He slipped.
Intended for number four, Kevin Moran.
Yeah, he slipped down. Incomplete. Because he tried to cut back to get the ball.
But basically just one option that what could happen next Friday is if we beat Evans and if West Orange beats Weikaiva, then West Orange and Apopka would advance to the playoffs. So all the other scenarios are much too complex to try to even figure out.
When John was saying it, I started getting like, really? Wait, what?
Oak Ridge in punt formation. There is the punt. Taken by Laquan Hicks. He's got running room. He's across the 50, the 45, the 40. And he's brought down at the near the 35. And another excellent punt return by Laquan Hicks.
Yeah, right around the 36-yard line, they brought him down. That was a very nice run. And he is a powerful runner.
Brought down by number 32, sophomore Devin Stubbs. That was number 32 as a ball carrier, number 32 on the tackle.
Oak Ridge players definitely know how to tackle.
Yeah, if he'd have gotten by Devin Stubbs, he might have gone all the way, too. So Popka takes over once again on an excellent punt return by Laquan Hicks. We've got good field position, great field position, starting the drive at the 35 of Oak Ridge. Massey going right up the middle. He got the hole. He's going to go in for a score.
Yeah, he's gone.
Touchdown to Sean Massey.
They just opened up that hole. He exploited it.
It's the same
touchdown.
Play. Same play on the first touchdown. Again, I look like over left guard. He got a hole there. Not a huge one, but he doesn't need a huge one. And once he got through the line, he was gone.
That's rather humorous. He doesn't need a large one because he's not that tall.
That makes the score. The touchdown by Massey makes the score. Popka 20, Oak Ridge 13. Popka in the swinging gate formation now. Shifting back to kick formation. Many are the kicker. Dimitri Birch in holder position. There's a snap to Birch. There's the kick.
Looks good.
Nice kick, nice long high kick,
extra
and it's good. 11:03 remaining in the football game. Apopka retakes the lead 21-14 at Oak Ridge.
And you're listening to it all on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW, presented by the brand new state-of-the-art CPS Sportsplex. We're coming to you live from Oak Ridge, Lee Leonard Stadium at Oak Ridge High School. Apopka's just taken the lead on another touchdown by Deshaun Massey, 21-14. It was kind of a squib kick on the kickoff, bounced around. Oak Ridge fell on it, covered it at their own 31. They'll take over first and 10 from their own 31.
I thought it was an onside kick.
I wasn't sure whether it was onside kick or just a squib kick.
I was waiting for some Blue Darters to get down there to snag the ball, and nobody was there.
Sweep around the left end by Oak Ridge, smothered by Laquan Hicks.
In the backfield at that.
Wow, that was a textbook defensive play by Laquan Hicks. They sent a man out to block him. He just defeated him. He just defeated him. There's another way to put it. Threw the blocker away, made the tackle for a huge loss. And Laquan Hicks is a player who's had a great career. He played a lot as a sophomore, but he seems to get better and better every single game.
He works hard in practice, too.
Second and about 16. Flag in the backfield. Pass is complete in the left flat. Tackled by Tinsley and other Blue Darters.
Drug him down to the 30-yard line. See what that flag's about. It's against Oak Ridge.
Trey Williams also in on the tackle, along with Jarrell Tinsley and some other Blue Darters. Popka leading 21-14. As Joe said, penalties on Oak Ridge. 10:13 remaining in the football game now.
The flag has been called against the Pioneers.
Going to move Oak Ridge back to their own 20. Boy, they got to get to the 41 for a first down. So they've got at least 21 yards to go. Second down, Oak Ridge out of the spread.
You know he's going to the air.
Dumps it into left flat to number two. He's going to reverse field and go around the right. He's not going to go very far, but he breaks a tackle. But he's brought down by a bunch of other Blue Darters and another huge loss by Oak Ridge.
Looks like he's down around their own 10 or 11-yard line brought down. So that loss even got larger.
Strange-looking play because he caught the ball in the left flat just only 2 or 3 yards past the line of scrimmage. Instead of running up the field, he tried to reverse field in the backfield, which I thought maybe that might even be some kind of a trick play or something.
Right.
I guess maybe he was just doing that on his own. Anyway, not a wise decision. Good pursuit by Apopka, and third and a mile for Oak Ridge. Quarterback on the run right up the middle. He's tackled quickly by Gavin Johnson, and that's going to be a gain of maybe about 5.
Yeah, they're going to bring the punting team out on this one.
Yeah, that drive was a disaster for Oak Ridge.
Unless,
but mainly because some great defensive playing by the Blue Darter defense.
Exactly. Unless they're very brave, they'll punt. Otherwise, they'll go for it. I mean, it's not that they can't throw the ball because they've proven they can.
And Laquan Hicks started that off with a brilliant defensive play on the first down for a loss. Gavin Johnson made a great play on the third down play, and now Oak Ridge punter standing at his own 5.
Bad snap.
He was able to get it. He got it off. Great play by the punter. Caught it at the 50 by Laquan Hicks.
Good focus.
He jukes 5 or 6 guys. He's got daylight, 20. Nice. Great block by a Blue Darter. Touchdown. A Popka touchdown, Laquan Hicks.
That was an incredible play from beginning to end.
And a Blue Darter made a fantastic block at the 10-yard line, which sprung him. I think it might have been Dimitri Birch. As I've said many times before, I can't read these numbers, so I don't know who it was.
It was a Blue Darter.
Somebody made a beautiful block, and we need to find out who that was because they need to get credit for it.
I mean, you got to give credit to
I actually think it was Dimitri Birch.
Oak Ridge punter for keeping his focus to be able to get that ball off.
Yeah,
that
was almost a disaster to begin with because the punt went over his head. But another fantastic run. Okay, Massey's going to take it in on a two-point conversion out of the swinging gate formation. Two-point conversion is good by Massey. That makes the score Apopka 29, Oak Ridge 14, with 8:22 remaining in the game.
And you're listening to it all on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Garter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW, and of course, 1520WBZW.com. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro.
Okay, hey.
We're coming to you from Oak Ridge High School. Ooh. Popka's just scored to go ahead 29-14 with a two-point conversion added by Deshaun Massey. Now we just kicked another squib kick slash onside kick, but it was recovered quickly by Oak Ridge.
Number 11, Edro Smiling, snagged it.
That's the way to cover. That was an onside kick. That's the way you cover it, right there. Just fall, wrap the ball in, cover it up, and fall on it.
And it's on their own 45-yard line. So, I mean, great field.
Yeah, Oak Ridge begins with great field position. First and 10, trailing now 29-14, and just a fantastic another punt return by Laquan Hicks. He had a huge punt return last year. Last game.
Right.
Yep, you're right.
I missed something.
Somewhere an infraction took place. Obviously, it was against the Popka, so now we're kicking off again, now from our own 35-yard line.
I mean, that was great field position. Now
he kicks it deep, taking it at the 20 by Oak Ridge. That's number two for Oak Ridge. Another great block. He's going around the right side of the field, took it all the way across the other side of the field, and he's tackled around the 42 or 43. So a pretty nice return for Oak Ridge.
Still pretty good field position for Oak Ridge. Now the Blue Darter defense needs to step up and ensure that they get no first downs.
And that was number two, senior Frank May on the return for the Pioneers. Got the ball up to the Oak Ridge 43-yard line.
8 minutes, 10 seconds left in the game.
And on that punt return by Laquan Hicks, I just got to say that I'm going to find out who made that block because somebody just finished it off with a crushing block at the 10-yard line.
Hopefully John Perry got some pictures of that.
Hope so.
So we'll see it in the Apopka Chief.
Also, when I got a message, more Blue Darters are texting me. Coach Scott Williams, basketball coach, Coach Scott Williams, said, just wanted you to know that you guys sound great tonight. Love following the game with you. Hokahay.
Hokahay.
And Coach Williams, we looking forward to covering your Blue basketball team this fall as well, this winter.
All the time in the world to throw that ball.
There's a bomb. Incomplete. Covered by Tinsley. Great coverage by Jarrell Tinsley.
And he jumped up to smack that ball out of the way himself.
Once again, look, the receiver and Tinsley look like two power forwards going up for a rebound. Dimitri King also had good coverage on that. One of the big successes of the game thus far is Apopka has not surrendered a real deep ball on defense, and it's not because Oak Ridge hasn't been throwing them either.
What did John Perry say? The longest one was 26 yards so far.
Yeah, they did have a 26-yard touchdown pass, but that's it as far as the deep balls go. Weaver fires down the middle of the field, and that was miscommunication. The receiver wasn't looking for the ball. Bring up a third and 10.
Incomplete. It is now third and 10 for the Pioneers.
Defense needs to step up and ensure that they don't get this first down.
This is huge. You're right. This is huge. 7:58 remaining in the game now. Time a factor now. Popka leading 29-14.
Let's see if they go deep. Tyree to the field, number one right here.
Out of the spread. Back to throw. He's a quarterback.
He's running.
Flushed out. Looks to the right.
Oh!
Tackled. Sacked. Great defensive play by a Blue Darter. It looks like 50. It was number 50.
That would be Omar Davis. Nice
great
hit,
play.
Omar. Absolutely. Just took those feet from underneath him.
Great play by three ways. One, it was great pursuit to get behind the line of scrimmage, defeat his blocker, get into the line of scrimmage. It was great agility to run the quarterback down, and then he just leveled him when he hit him.
And there are punters on field.
Popka defense playing great tonight. Alves on to punt for Oak Ridge kicks it.
Strange kick.
Yeah, you don't want. He doesn't want to kick it to Laquan Hicks this time.
Looked like it almost went into the stands.
I think it did.
Into the band.
And it's a short kick, too. So, boy, Laquan Hicks, he's starting to get a reputation now. They don't want to kick it to him, which wisely so. Once again, one more thing about Laquan Hicks. It's like a linebacker. We got a linebacker for a punt returner, and he's scoring touchdowns every week. It's amazing. That's a story within itself.
It's like a power hitter, you know, coming to the plate. You're going to pitch outside, so you could walk him. You don't want him to hit the ball.
Exactly. In addition to all that, he's a great kick blocker. Got one tonight. Blocked a kick tonight. A field goal. Popka out of the single wing. Daquan Wilson going right up the middle.
Oh, look at the
tough running. Got three guys pushing right in front of him.
He was just shoving them all the way to the 45-yard line of Oak Ridge.
Gain of about five. There is a flag.
See what that's about. Officials holding on to the ball.
I want to remind everybody that Porky's Original Barbecue is a sponsor of a Popka Blue Darter football.
Holding call against the Blue Darters.
That'll move a Popka back.
Unnecessary.
6:53 remaining in the football game now. Popka leading 29-14.
Mm. 10-yard penalty.
All the way back to the 44-yard line of a Popka.
6:53 left in the game.
Popka shifts.
Got him offsides.
Off sides.
Nice. That shift usually does that. They weren't ready for it, so they jumped. Oak Ridge jumped.
Popka leading 29-14. Deshaun Massey with three touchdowns tonight, two rushing touchdowns. He caught a pass from Dimitri Burch for a touchdown, and Laquan Hicks returned a punt for a touchdown, and Massey also converted a two-point conversion as well.
And that'll be 5 yards against Oak Ridge.
Offsides called against the Pioneers.
That'll take him around to the 49-yard line of the Blue Darters.
To the 49 of a Popka. Good field position.
Clock is running.
It'll be first and 11 on the 49-yard line.
Out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's running around right end. Got good blocking. Got a great block from Massey. He's still going. Finally corralled by three Pioneers, by four Pioneers.
It almost got comical there because guys were literally jumping in the air.
Guys were literally jumping on the pile. A Pioneer came flying in and jumped on the pile. Then
to
a Blue Darter.
To push him down to the ground.
Came in flying in at that player. Players literally flying through the air.
Yes, it was like a Chinese kung fu movie. Only on football.
But that's a byproduct of what we were already talking about all night long, the passion and the intensity of both teams tonight.
What a great team Oak Ridge has.
But the bottom line is,
guys are fun to watch.
Birch got the ball all the way out to the 38-yard line of Oak Ridge on a great run by Birch.
Mm-hmm.
Also some great blocking by his other 10 Blue Darters. Somebody got a great block in the open field, and Massey got a great block to help spring him on the edge. I want to finish what I was saying about Porky's. Of course, Porky's is a sponsor of a Popka Blue Darter football and all the great programs you hear on 1520 WBCW. Next Thursday night, there will be a huge event in a Popka, and it will be at Porky's. In fact, it's the unveiling of the brand new Porky's sign.
That's exciting.
Presented by Fast Signs of Popka and by 1520 WBCW. In fact, it was General Manager Bill Files' idea to get Steve and Porky's a brand new sign, and that will be unveiled next Thursday night at Porky's.
And I believe Bill will be there, so get his autograph.
First and 10 of Popka from the 38 of Oak Ridge. Daquan Wilson right up the middle. Got a good hole. Still going, dragging a Pioneer inside the 30 to the 28. Great. Once again, hard, tough running by Daquan Wilson. Also, the blocking back on that play was number 39, and that's, of course, Shedderick Bradford. Shedrick Bradford and Paul Fitzgerald all both playing in the blocking back position tonight.
5:45 left in the half. Left in the game. Excuse me.
Time becoming a factor. Massey in the backfield. Quan Wilson in the backfield. Shedrick Bradford, the blocking back. Birch calling the signals in the tailback position out of the single wing. Snap to Birch. He's going to sweep left in. Got great blocking on the edge.
Flag.
Flags on the play, and he's tackled quickly. Great pursuit by the secondary and linebackers of Oak Ridge. Because he got good block. He had good blocking at the point of attack.
One thing I'm noticing about the Oak Ridge defenders, they're going after everybody's feet.
Yeah. Somebody grabs your ankles, you're not going very far. We'll see what the flag is. Popka leading 29-14. 5:13 remaining in the game. Illegal block on a Popka. Chop block. Blocking below the legs.
Okay.
Below the knees.
Not good.
No, also an infraction on Oak Ridge.
First down, Blue Darters.
So, now, ball moving dramatically down the field, 15 yards. It looks like, a 15-yard penalty against Oak Ridge. Bottom line is the score is 29-14 Apopka, and there's 5:13 remaining in the football game.
The flag is against the Pioneer.
Popka with the football.
Interesting.
Yeah, some kind of an illegal block or illegal
hit. Against the Pioneers.
Against Oak Ridge.
At first they said it was against the Blue Darters.
Yeah. Paul Fitzgerald in it, blocking back for Popka. Daquan Wilson in the backfield for Popka.
We're not going to complain about that.
Shedrick Bradford in the game for Popka. Massey, of course. Dimitri Birch. David Douglas is in at wide receiver.
5:13 left in the game.
He had a key catch earlier in the game. Set up a touchdown. Popka has a single wing. Calling signals. Snap to Massey. Direct snap. Going right up the middle. Got running room over left guard. Got a touchdown. Touchdown. Popka. Touchdown. Deshaun Massey.
Deshaun Massey on the carry. Touchdown.
That was the same play. They scored two other touchdowns
exactly.
On. Just he... takes a direct snap, does a 360 spin move with it.
And we got a man down.
And he found a hole over left guard once again. That's an Oak Ridge player down. Trainers are on the field. The touchdown by Massey makes the score 35-14, Apopka. With the timeout for the injured player, we'll take a quick break.
You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
They're in the swinging gate formation, now shifting to kick formation. Dimitri Birch in the holder position, Logan Minier in the kicker. Snap is down, kick is up, kick is good. 4:56 remaining in the football game. Apopka 36, Oak Ridge 14.
And you're listening to it all on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro, coming to you live from Lee Leonard Stadium on the campus of Oak Ridge High School, where our Blue Darters have just taken a 36-14 lead over the Oak Ridge Pioneers. Here comes the kickoff from Logan Minier. It's another squib kick picked up at about the 34 by Oak Ridge, and he's dropped by five Blue Darters, and Jarrell Tinsley particularly put a crisp lick on him.
Kind of like lifting him a little bit and slammed him down to the ground.
With the sound effects provided by Joe Ferraro. That was a particularly violent kickoff coverage tackle by multiple Apopka players. Pioneers with a ball up to their own 36-yard line. So they'll start with decent field position. Time a factor in the game now, 4:51 remaining in the football game. Weaver gives to the tailback. He slammed at the line of scrimmage. Looked like he literally was hitting a brick wall.
Hey, Blue Darter's defense is definitely gelling.
Yeah, the defense has played great all night. They really have completely shut down the run like they always do and have played great defending the deep pass, which Oak Ridge is known for and which Oak Ridge has hurt us with in the past. Another straight handoff to the tailback. Once again, hits a brick wall of defenders. Got maybe a yard. Bring up third and about seven for Oak Ridge from their own 37. Snap to the quarterback. He's looking to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run it. He's got the first down. Nice scramble by the Oak Ridge quarterback.
Yeah, he didn't see anyone open downfield. Just pulled it down and ran.
That was Weaver.
Smart move.
Quarterback now. As we mentioned before, Oak Ridge utilized two quarterbacks tonight. Junior DeAndre Weaver and also Quadre Jones. There's an option play.
Oh.
Pitch is fumbled. Bad pitch. Looks like there's a pile on the football.
We're going to see where it goes.
We'll wait till they call it. Blue Darter comes out with it.
Fumble on the play.
They're calling it a fumble.
Recover made by the Blue Darters. Yeah.
Outstanding.
And I would love to tell you who recovered the fumble, but in addition to the numbers being virtually impossible to read, like you already know, this guy had his shirt pulled all the way up to his shoulder pad, so you can't see his number.
Blue Darters getting the ball back.
These are a few tips that I learned. When I was in ninth grade, I learned how to, like, you know, just show yourself so that people can see your number.
You can get your name mentioned on the radio just by showing us your number.
But, of
course,
these guys are probably – they're focused on making plays and winning games, so.
Exactly, which – you know what? Okay, I'm good with that, too. Blue Darter's got the ball back. 33-39 left in the game.
Popka leading 36-14. Massey, direct snap.
Taking two defenders
with
him.
He literally did. He carried two big guys on his back for about 5 yards.
He came up to the one guy's chest. One of the guys he was dragging along.
Yeah, he looked like sometimes you'll see an ant with like some huge twig on his back. That's exactly what he looked like.
It has to be embarrassing for them.
He had two huge twigs on his back.
Yeah, it has to be embarrassing for them when they see this little guy just.
Oh, his strong. I can only imagine.
Dragging him like a rag doll.
The power in his legs. Deshaun Massey, 5'1". His thighs have got to be about 36 inches around.
I wonder if they ever tried having him kick the ball.
2:55 in the game. Siriki sweeping left in on a direct snap. He's still going. He's brought down violently. He was like almost pulled apart.
He got out to the 39-yard line of Oak Ridge.
Popka leading 2:33.
I'll take that extra yard.
Popka leading with 2:30 remaining in the game, 36-14 at the 38 of Oak Ridge now. I want to remind you, we'll be up at Jets Pizza tomorrow for a special edition of Blue Darter Sports Central, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Come up and see us. In the meantime, call them up and ask them about the Blue Darter Special, their famous deep dish one-topping pizza for just $8.99. Snap to Massey. Massey gives it to Daquan Wilson around left end. He's got a lot of running room. Got a big gain before he's finally run out of bounds inside the 25 of Oak Ridge.
Yeah, there was a lot of dirt being kicked up over there.
Sure was. Once again, these guys playing hard, all of them. All 22 players on the field just battling.
Bringing it back to the 31-yard line.
I guess
he ran out of bounds around the 31. He still got a first down.
Yeah.
It's one thing that always impresses me, and I'm always just amazed and impressed at how hard these guys play that Coach Darlington, you know, gets them to. I mean, it's just amazing.
Bar none, this is the best sports ticket you're going to find in Florida right here.
Burch the pass. He found the receiver. Douglas found him downfield. He's going to score. Touchdown, David Douglas. Touchdown, Apopka.
With a minute 25 seconds left in the game.
Perfect throw by Mass, by Burch.
That was absolutely perfect. It looked beautiful. It was textbook.
Beautiful throw. And got to say it, Dimitri Burch has had looked better throwing the ball tonight than he has all season.
That'll definitely get
looks like he's getting some real confidence there, which is great.
And he needs that. We need
that.
No,
he had it last year. He threw for over 1,000 yards last year.
Especially like you were saying earlier, especially going into the postseason.
Right. He's going to give these other teams some more to think about. There's a snap. It's down. Minier boots it through. And Minier's kicking stronger and stronger every time. Nail that one. Making the score, Apopka 43, Oak Ridge 14, 1:25 remaining in the football game.
And we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Once again, Joe.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW. There's the kick. It's another squib kick taken by number 6 of Oak Ridge.
Ooh.
Brought down in the open field on a nice open field tackle.
Number 24
of the Blue Darters.
LeDarian Polk.
Yeah, Polk had been getting a lot of playing time. Somehow he disappeared from the field, but he's a heck of a player. Great cover guy.
Well, they got him back out there, and he made a nice stop.
It got an important announcement, Joe. Speaking of Blue Darter Sports Central coming to you live tomorrow from Jets Pizza, we got a special guest, Scott Williams, Coach Scott Williams,
possibly
Blue Darter basketball coach.
All right.
Will join us.
Looking
of course, basketball season's getting ready to get started now, and looking forward for a huge season this year, and of course, we'll be covering it on 1520 WBZW. Along with Dr. Patrick St. Germain, will be our color analyst.
I was just about to ask you if the good doctor is going to be joining us.
1:19 remaining in the game. Apopka leading 43-14. A snap to the quarterback. He's flushed out of the pocket. Good pursuit. Number 45 pursuing him. He fires downfield. It's complete. Oh. He found a receiver.
Oh.
He's crushed by Laquan Hicks. Once again, an incredibly exciting play.
Laquan Hicks just put a shoulder on him and just sent him back about 10 feet.
But it was a nice completion and a nice reception before all that happened.
You know, the quarterback was under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
He really focused and held it together to get that pass off.
And that was number 45, senior Sean Hawley, who was flushed him out of the pocket. Great pass pursuit. Great pass rush by Sean Hawley of the Blue Darters, number 45 in the game now.
And there's a timeout.
51 seconds remaining in the game.
Oh, a flag.
Illegal procedure on the Pioneers.
That'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Illegal procedure called against the Pioneers.
Popka leading 43-14. Weaver back in at quarterback. Weaver.
Plays, again.
Throw blown dead.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Weaver, quarterback Weaver of Oak Ridge, with his hands on his hips, just looking at the official, like saying, what's going on here?
And it's against the Blue Darters. So that'll put the ball back.
Ball goes across midfield to the 48 of Apopka. DeAndre Weaver, the quarterback for the Pioneers.
Getting instructions from the coach.
Looking over to the sideline.
25 seconds left in the game.
Snap to Weaver. Weaver out to the left flat.
Oh!
A tackler bounces off of him. Where? Hit him hard.
Jarvis Ware did put a hit on him.
And he just bounced off of Ware. We have another Oak Ridge player down. It looks like cramps.
Yeah, I think that's been the big plague tonight for Oak Ridge.
This happened to several times this year. Edgewater had many go out with cramps. Wekiva had quite a few.
They're getting plenty of hydration and electrolytes. 12 seconds left in the game. Roger. They might get one play, one more playoff. Walk it off. The guy's walking off with some help. Looks like it's his right foot, right ankle.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a cramp. It looks like an injury, foot injury. Looks like.
And. Okay, we got a timeout on the field. We'll take a real quick timeout. You're listening to Blue Darter Football on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Blue Darter Football on our hometown station, 1520 WBZW. Coming to you live from Oak Ridge High School. 12 seconds remaining in the game now. A Apopka leading 43-14. Snap to Weaver, the quarterback. He rolls to his left. He's going to run it, and he's pushed out of bounds. 5 seconds remaining, and that was number 50 on the pursuit for Apopka.
Omar Davis again.
He's along with Sean Hawley again. Sean Hawley getting in the game and making his impact, making his presence known.
Omar Davis has been having a good night tonight as well.
Yeah, all the defense has. Great, another great effort by the defense.
It's all or nothing on this play right here.
5 seconds remaining in the game. Last play of the game. Weaver back to throw. He's being flushed out of the pocket. He throws it away, basically, and that's going to be the game.
That's the game.
From Lee Leonard Stadium on the campus of Oak Ridge High School, the Apopka Blue Darters have just defeated the Oak Ridge Pioneers by a score of 43-14.
And you heard it all and are still listening to it on your hometown station, 1520 WBZW.
Welcome back to Apopka Blue Darter Football on Apopka's hometown radio station, 1520 WBZW, presented by the CPS Sportsplex. I'm Roger Franklin Williams, joined by Joe Ferraro, where the Blue Darters have just defeated Oak Ridge High School, the Oak Ridge Pioneers, by a score of 43-14. And, Joe, it was a very interesting game, a hard-fought game by both teams from
the first play
to the last, literally. But it was a game where it took Apopka a while to get untracked on offense.
Well, it took almost a whole half of a game.
Almost a whole game.
for Apopka to get on track, because it wasn't until a minute 36 that Oak Ridge scored a touchdown. Then Apopka, with all that pressure, came back in, 40 seconds going into the half, scored a touchdown. It was 0-0 up until that point. Then 7-7.
At halftime.
When they came back out, Apopka scored in less than a minute at the very beginning of the third quarter.
Tough. Even then, there was still a lot of football. We got behind even after that.
Yes, because Oak Ridge came back.
We got tied.
And then again, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, the Blue Darters score a touchdown and battled up and down the field the whole game.
One thing I think it's important to note, the defense played great the entire game.
Yes.
I mean, especially against the deep ball. I don't know when I've ever seen a high school team throw as many deep balls as Oak Ridge did tonight.
And these guys can throw.
And we stopped every one of them. So, I mean, they got their share of shorter passes and they got their yardage. But Apopka did a fantastic job of stopping the deep ball. And that's been something we haven't always stopped in recent years. And I think that brings to another point. Our defense is good. I mean, we've got an outstanding defense this year, just
yes,
like we saw last week against Wekiva. And I think that's going to be a factor going forward. If things do work out that we make the playoffs, I think we're going to go in it with an outstanding defense, and I think that's going to be a real advantage that we haven't had in recent years.
And a Blue Darter defense and offense needs to realize that once we get into the postseason, we're going to be meeting teams as tough as Oak Ridge Pioneers, because these guys
are tough.
That's going to be
the quality. That's what you get when you get into postseason. Exactly, exactly. And friends, we want to let you know before we sign off two things. One will be at Jets Pizza with a special edition of Blue Darter Sports Central tomorrow. We're not going to be on campus. We'll be at Jets Pizza.
Come hang out.
Apopka, there in the Hunt Club Plaza at the corner of Hunt Club Boulevard and Highway 436 over on the west side of Apopka. And Coach Scott Williams, Apopka basketball, will be with us, and we'll feature, we'll be highlight Apopka basketball, of course, and Coach Fred Priest, athletic director, will join us as well. And then next week on the road at Evans, that is a district game. Got to beat Evans in order to make the playoffs. Also that night will be Wekiva versus West Orange. The outcome of that game will determine the postseason picture as well. So still a lot of more football to be played this year for the Blue Darters. And we'll have it all for you right here on 1520 WBZW and 1520WBZW.com, sponsored by the Florida's brand-new state-of-the-art indoor sports facility, CPS Sportsplex.
And don't forget, this Saturday, it's the Debbie Turner Cancer Resource Center's health fair over at First Methodist Church in Apopka, right there on Park Avenue. Come on over, hang out with us. We're going to have an extended Blue Darter Sports Central from 10 till noon. Plus, everybody's going to be hanging out anyway. Just come out and enjoy the day. It will be beautiful. And please, don't forget 1520WBZW's Save the Babies campaign. Help us pay for sonograms, because 85% of women who see the baby and hear its heart, hear his or her heartbeat, will choose life, and that is our goal. Just go to 1520WBZW.com, and if the Lord moves you so, click on the banner and donate. Thank you very much. We'll see you probably tomorrow, right
at
here.
Jets Pizza.
At Jets Pizza. You're listening to 1520WBZW.